Researchers and farmers have been putting their heads together, especially here in the Midwest, to consider the benefits of growing perennial grains. That is, grains that grow back for more than one season. Proponents say that the practice could pay off both for the farmer's bottom line as well as for the environment. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz meets a scientist who's immersed in growing one particular perennial in rural Walworth County.
Nicole Touches gazes out at a farm field 40 miles southwest of Milwaukee.
We're looking at a field of kernza.
All I see is a golden stubble from last season's harvest. Touches is thinking ahead to the next harvest of the grain that is described to have a slightly spicy flavor.
In April, it'll green up. In July, it heads out, starts to make the green spikes. And we harvest in mid-August.
Kernza, she says, is the name given to what's called an intermediate wheatgrass that grows to be up to 6 feet tall.
It's not a native to North America. It came first in the 20th century and has become widespread in the West.
It's mostly used as a popular forage for livestock and cattle. Researchers like Touches are out to prove that perennializing farm systems, that means growing crops that don't have to be replanted every year, will become a fundamental component of climate-smart agriculture of the future. And Touches says there's no time to lose. Her research of kernza began when she did her postdoctoral work at the University of Minnesota. She eventually joined the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute, located in East Troy, Wisconsin, as its agroecologist. Touches says her new boss was particularly interested in testing the merits of kernza in the Institute's fields.
The field we're standing in front of has this not inconsiderable slope. In the really wet year, that wet spring of 2019, he saw water rush down this hill.
Touches says what her boss witnessed happens in countless farm fields across Wisconsin when there's heavy rain.
Taking with it a lot of soil, resulting in sedimentation and pollution down the watershed.
Kernza helps mitigate runoff. Its ground cover, even the winter stubble we see right now, helps keep soils in place. Touches says the perennial's deep root system makes kernza even more enticing as a pollution mitigator.
Any perennial plant, they keep living roots in the soil throughout the year, even when they're not growing like right now. Those roots are in there as a structure, as sort of girders, if you will, holding the soil in place.
Kernza's deep roots come with even more benefits. Nitrate is a chemical compound found in most fertilizers and is the most pervasive contaminant found in groundwater in Wisconsin, according to the DNR.
You can go online and look at maps of where wells are exceeding safe nitrate drinking water thresholds. They're all over the state. Studies that we have show that kernza reduces nitrate leaching to groundwater by over 90% compared to soybean and 99% compared to corn.
Touches says Wisconsin's neighbor, Minnesota, is strategically planting kernza to take advantage of its roots' pollutant-fixing ability.
They're actually planting it over municipal drinking water sources.
Touches says the circle of farmers and researchers interested in kernza is growing, but there's more work to be done, including increasing and prolonging the plant's yield.
After about 3 years, we start to see yield declines. I just read an article about, what's it called, kind of anti-aging for humans and all that research. So we're trying to figure out kind of the same thing with these perennial grain stands. Is can we do anti-aging treatments or management techniques to prolong the amount of time that these guys will give us decent grain yields?
And while she found a market for her grain, a brewer is using it to enhance his beer's flavor, Touches says more buyers will be needed to entice more farmers to consider kernza.
Because right now, honestly, our supply is exceeding demand. We need to figure out how to sell enough kernza to convert more acreage.
That's where this scientist says she'll be funneling a lot of her energy in 2023. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.